Hello and welcome back. Happy Monday. Just kidding. It's Monday for me, but I don't know what day you'll be listening to this. So happy whatever day it is for you. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that has just been a really common theme with our members this week. And so I know it will help you on your health journey, whether you're trying to fix your gut, balance your hormones, lose weight, have more energy, or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your body and mind. And I'm excited to share with you. And the topic is 5 things that will make you fail on your health journey. And these are so important because we can have the perfect plan to fix your gut or balance your hormones or lose fat or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But if your mindset is not correct, I don't know if correct I should say, but if your mindset is not helpful and you have a destructive mindset, then even the best plan is not going to work. So that's why I find this so important and such a fundamental part of success. So I'm going to tell you the 5 things that I see. I could probably say 10 things, but we're going to start with 5 things and maybe we'll do a second episode about other. But these are the 5 things that came to mind today that I see very frequently. And like I said, have come up this week with our coaching members. And we're going to dive right in. So the first one is having an all or nothing mindset. And this was 100% me when I started my health journey. I would want to be healthy. And so I would tell myself, okay, Monday starts, I'm going to have green juice cleanse. I was in New York, I would walk to, I think it was like Juice Press in Columbus Circle, and I would get like the 7-day juice cleanse. And I would tell myself, I'm going to go to the gym daily, do my juice cleanse. I'm not going to go out and socialize because that means having a glass of wine. And I'm going to do that the whole week. I'm going to be perfect. And of course, I would be good for like 2 days. And then Wednesday would come along and I would just lose motivation. I would be starving and everything would pretty much just get thrown out the window. So it's not that we shouldn't set goals and we shouldn't get excited about setting our goals. If we set really tough goals for ourselves, we usually fail. And then this doesn't just impact us in the moment. It actually creates like a lack of self-trust in ourselves. And it makes it much harder for us to stick to our goals in the future. Because you set a goal, a big goal, like I would, and then I would fail. And then it would just send a signal to my subconscious mind that I can't accomplish my goals. And I would just feel bad about myself. I'd feel like a failure. And it would take me so long to build up that momentum again to start being quote unquote healthy. So I'm not going to get too much into like the self-trust and setting goals details here. I actually have an episode about that from May, I believe. I will link it in the show notes. But I think it's a really good one to listen to because like I said, we could have the best health plan, but if we don't know how to set those goals and achieve them and build this good relationship with our mind, then it's just going to be so hard to be consistent. And if we're not consistent, then we can never get long-term goals. No week or month plan is going to work and stick. We have to learn to build consistency past the week, past the month, past the 3-month mark. And that's where the magic happens. And so we can't have this all or nothing mindset because it's going to make us miserable physically, mentally. We're just going to be hungry and miserable. And so the best thing to do is set goals. There's nothing wrong with setting good food goals and workout goals. And there's nothing wrong with the goals I set for myself. If you want to, not that I necessarily recommend a juice cleanse, but if there's more extreme goals, like a juice cleanse or a super intense workout week, I'm not saying there's anything bad with that, but that can't be done long term. And that's not what's going to actually get you to heal your gut, balance your hormones, or any of the real health goals that you're looking for. And so instead of thinking all or nothing, instead of thinking I'm either on track or being perfect, and I think a lot of us have perfectionist tendencies. And so we think when we're on a plan, we have to be perfect. And if we're not, then we just think poorly of ourselves. But there is no perfect. Even those of us in the health world, while on Instagram, it looks like we're perfect, we are 100% not perfect at all. It's all an illusion. And so instead of saying all or nothing, I'm either on track or off track and getting into this really vicious and exhausting cycle, think of it as 80-20 or 90-10. 80% of the time you're on, 20% of the time you're off, or 90% or 10%. It depends where you are on your journey and what your lifestyle is like, whether you adopt the 80-20 or 90-10. And sometimes it's nice to cycle through it. And some weeks you are 90-10 and some weeks you're 80-20. But really setting small goals that are realistic and knowing that you're not going to be 100% all the time. And that's what's actually going to get you to hit your goals much quicker. Like being all or nothing, while it seems like you'll get there quicker, you won't. So really being more gentle with yourself, realizing that there's no perfect and realizing that it's only in the imperfection that you'll actually get to where you want to be. So the second thing that will most likely have you fail on your health journey is really focusing on elimination diets. And there's obviously a lot I can say in terms of like the gray area here. Some people have to go on an elimination diet and there is a time and place for elimination diets. But I see that many times it's the first thing that people go to when they try to get healthy. They'll eliminate gluten and dairy or fully eliminate sugar, or you know what I mean when I say elimination diet. And like I said, there's a time and a place, but usually an elimination diet just takes a toll on us physically and mentally. We're like kids in a candy store, and if you tell us that we can't have gluten, we're just going to be thinking about pizza and bread all day. Some people really can't have gluten, so I'm not speaking to that. But I'm speaking to you want to get healthy or fix your gut, and you see a post on Instagram telling you that gluten is the devil, and so you're like, I'm not going to have gluten, and that's usually not necessary. And just focusing on what foods to eliminate actually harms you short-term and long-term. Your gut and your body and your mind thrive on diversity, and especially your gut microbes. They want diversity. And all like the big research out there actually shows that including gluten in your diet can actually lead to a better gut microbiome. Now, of course, every body is different and some people really just don't do well with it. But if you don't do well with it, it's going to be easy to eliminate it. And then you won't be so stressed out about eliminating it. So this is just to say, to actually get good results, you want to focus on the foods that you're adding. And then naturally, the bad things will kind of just get crowded out. So instead of focusing on restricting, focus on what are all the amazing foods that I can nourish myself with. And that'll be so much easier for your body and your mind. And you'll naturally just start adopting a really healthy diet that makes you feel good, makes you feel satisfied. And your body will naturally start craving the less healthy things. So I'm definitely one to want to decrease sugar, and I'm never going to be a proponent of telling you eat sugar and just eat sugar intuitively, because that many times doesn't work. Like, sugar is addicting, but we'll try to get you to eliminate sugar by adding all the good things as opposed to obsessing about not having sugar. Because like I said, we're little kids, and if we're obsessing about not having sugar, we're going to think about sugar all day. But instead, if you really nourish your body and your metabolism and your gut with all of the good things, your body will just want sugar less. And that's something that I also struggled with for a very long time. I always wanted sugar. And because of that, I always wanted to get rid of sugar in my diet. And so I would always obsess about not having it. But the more I would obsess about not having it, the more I'd want it. And I would eliminate it for short periods of time, but then I would just want it even more. And so I've definitely felt this on my own personal journey, and I see how much it affects you guys on your journey. So support these goals, but in a way that's feasible and makes you feel good and doesn't make you just get into this vicious cycle. Okay, so number three, I'm rambling about these too much and I'm trying to keep this short. So let's get through these next three a little bit quicker. Okay, so next one I see is comparing. And it is so hard not to compare these days, because you literally open your phone and you see everybody's life on Instagram. But this is just a reminder that everything that you see on Instagram and online is a highlight reel. So don't compare your journey to anybody else's, because everybody starts in a different place. Your gut journey, your hormone journey, your weight journey, you're starting at such a different place than your best friend, even if you have the same exact symptoms. And so comparing to what she's doing, or how far she's gone, or how far that person you follow on Instagram has gone, can really, really be draining. It can be unmotivating, and it's never going to get you to your results quicker. So to solve it depends on you. For some people, it's really just not taking a little break from social media. That can sometimes help take those like feelings away from you. But social media is always going to be there, and it's always going to, I mean, I don't know if always, but it's going to be part of our life for a very long time. And there's many benefits of social media. So maybe going off of it is not going to be your approach. But just reminding yourself that when you have any bad feelings about yourself, when you see things on Instagram, maybe have like a mantra that you come back to. Remind yourself that every person's journey is different. You don't see what's happening behind the scenes. you really just see the highlight reel. And even if you did exactly what they're doing, it might not be the same for you. And so just remembering that your journey is unique to you, you're going to have different milestones, you're going to be on your own timeline, and that's what you should be focusing on. You should be focusing on how you can be better from one moment to the next and not comparing where you are in comparison to where your best friend is or that person you follow on Instagram. And I bring this one up because I just see comparison really robbing the joy from a lot of you on your journey. You should be celebrating how far you've come and not making it this far and then just feeling so bad about yourself because the other person is a couple steps ahead of you. So just remembering that there's people behind you, people ahead of you, and it really doesn't matter. It matters where you are from today till tomorrow. And it's going to be much easier for you to advance and do better when you're focusing on you. Number four is do not overconsume information. And I know this can be so tough because, again, we have so much information in our fingertips. It is insane. And information is good. We are so lucky to be able to have all this information in our fingertips, but we're getting to a point where it's just information overload. And your body is different from your friend's body and from your Instagram person's body. And what's going to be good for them is not going to be good for you. So you have to figure out what's good for you and then put your blinders on. And I'm not saying don't ask questions and don't be curious because that's also important. But if you're constantly questioning your decisions and the foods that you're putting into your body, because one day you see a post about carrots having too much sugar, and then the second day you see a post about carrots helping your hormones, your body's going to sense this uncertainty and your gut is going to sense this uncertainty and your body's not going to behave well. It's going to stress you out. It's going to stress your gut out and your hormones out. And it's actually going to make it much harder to get to your goals. So seems counterintuitive, but more information is not always better, especially when it comes to your health. You have to figure out a personalized plan that's good for your body and then stick with it and be consistent with it. And that's where results are going to come in. So when we work in our coaching program with our members, sometimes we tell them, we want you to put your blinders on. And if you see something on Instagram when you're scrolling that makes you question what you're doing, either you just send it to us and so we can tell you yes or no, or you just scroll past it and be so confident in what you're doing because that confidence is going to be communicated to your body and your body will feel better and you'll get to your results quicker. So use information, but use it wisely. Remember that most information on TikTok and Instagram and online is just out there to get your attention and is not necessarily correct. So before bed, put your phone away, take out a book that's going to make you happy and calm your nervous system. And that's all I have to say about this. I want to say more, but we're moving on to the next one. So the last and definitely not the least one is focusing on just eating less and moving more as a way to be healthy. And as a way, you know, especially for weight loss, that's what many people focus on. I'm just going to eat less. I'm going to eat smaller portions, or I'm going to skip meals, and I'm just going to move more at the gym. But there is so much more to your body than this. Like, your body is so much more complex than a simple math equation. It's not just calories in versus calories out. That's not to say that calories are not important, because they are, but they are not the whole part of your biology. There is your gut health and your hormones. And if your gut is off balance and you don't have the right bacteria and your hormones are off balance, it is going to be so much harder to hit your health goals and lose weight and manage inflammation and all of that. So just remember that don't just keep pushing yourself to eat less and move more, because many times that's actually going to make things worse. And especially for the female body, most of you listening to this are females. With males, it is much more straightforward. Obviously, males do have their complexities as well, but our female body is so much more complex than calories in versus calories out. And if you're ignoring your gut and your hormones and your mindset, which we talked about before, then it's going to make your journey and your healing so much harder. So that is it for today. Those are the five things that came to mind and just have been a really common theme this week and with our members and in our community in terms of things that are really blocking you from success and making your health journey so much harder than it should be. And I'm not saying that these things are easy to overcome, but they are so important. And sometimes just awareness around them can just make your health journey that much better. So thank you so much for listening in and taking the time to improve your body and your mind. And I hope that this was useful. And as always, if you have any questions, let me know. Thank you again.